I'm Brian Whitley, Regional Inspector General for the Office of Evaluation and Inspections in Kansas City. I'm speaking with Ray Hutchison, a Senior Program Analyst, about a report entitled, Not All Children in Foster Care Who Were Enrolled in Medicaid Received Required Health Screenings. Ray, this sounds like an important issue. Would you start by telling us what you found?
Sure, Brian. We found that a significant number of children in foster care who were enrolled in Medicaid did not receive the required health screenings. For example, 29% of these children did not receive at least one required health screening.
So, Ray, what kinds of services are included in a health screening?
Typically, a child would receive a range of general medical checkups, dental exams, hearing, vision, and mental health assessments.
These are important services for all children. So why did you focus specifically on children in foster care?
These children often experience chronic medical, developmental, and mental health issues. Early intervention and treatment of health issues found during these screenings can be key to a healthy future for these children.
You already said that not all children receive their required screenings. What about timeliness? Did these children get their screenings on time?
Although many of the screenings were delivered on time, we discovered that 28% of children received at least one of the required health screenings late.
Tell us more about schedules for these required health screenings.
State foster care programs are required to develop a plan for initial and periodic health screenings for children.
Do all states' foster care programs use the same schedule?
No. States may determine the frequency at which children in foster care should receive required health screenings, so they often vary. Some states have adopted the same schedule as a Medicaid benefit that provides comprehensive and preventative health care services for children under the age of 21. It's called EPSDT, which stands for Early and Periodic Screening, Diagnostic, and Treatment. Other states have schedules that require more frequent screenings for children in foster care when compared to their state EPSDT screening schedule.
So how did you look into whether children received required health screenings according to that schedule?
We focus on whether children in foster care who have Medicaid coverage receive the required initial and periodic health screenings from mid-2011 to mid-2012 in four states, which included California, Illinois, New York, and Texas. We chose those states because they make up 31% of the national population of children in foster care. Then, we selected a sample of 400 children and looked at data to see if they were actually getting required health care services on time.
Did your study focus on anything else?
Yes. We also wanted to know whether the Federal Administration for Children and Families, or ACF, was making sure that these children received the required health screenings.
So how does ACF monitor states' child welfare systems?
ACF conducts child and family services reviews that look at several areas of a state's child welfare system, including whether children receive required health screenings.
Are these reviews an effective way to make sure children are receiving these services?
Not really. These reviews don't check to make sure screenings adhere to the state's schedule. ACF reviews only assess whether each state provides initial and periodic health screenings while children are in foster care.
Interesting. So what action are we recommending ACF take to address these concerns?
Well, we are recommending that ACF expand its child and family services reviews to more accurately determine whether children get the required screenings when they need them. We also recommend that ACF work with states on ways to improve compliance with screening guidelines.
Did ACF agree with OIG's recommendation?
Yes, ACF said that it would consider our first recommendation to expand future reviews. They also agreed with our second recommendation to provide better guidance to states.
Ray, thank you for sharing this important work.
Thank you, Brian.